More than 475,000 Marylanders voted yesterday, adding to the 2.2 million who voted before Election Day, either in person or via mail-in ballot. As voters waited in line on Election Day yesterday, many told WYPR's Rachel Bay they were there seeking an end to the divisiveness felt across the country.
Not long before the polls closed at 8 p.m. Tuesday, Paul Johnson and his 28-year-old son, also named Paul Johnson, waited in line outside the vote center at Morgan State University.
I already cast my vote. I mailed mine in. I have cancer. So my son, this is his first time voting, so I'm up here to support him.
As for the younger Johnson, he said he was moved to vote for the first time because of the division he sees across the country.
It's the way people are treating each other, and it's one side versus another side. And it doesn't need to be like that.
Latoya McLeod sprinted to the back of the line at 7:59, just before the polls closed. She said she works two jobs. She owns her own salon and works at a nursing home. So finding a time to vote was tough, but important.
You know, as African Americans, we feel as though nothing is really meant for us, you know. We were just thrown here. So it wasn't really built. We feel as though America wasn't really for us. But we're here, so we can help make a change. We have to do it.
Of course, not everyone at the polls was looking for change.
I'm a Trump supporter all the way.
Del Calabuso said there's a major reason he voted for President Donald Trump. Jobs.
He's bringing jobs back in America. You know, I mean, despite his unregulated mouth, but, you know, I believe we are in the right track.
Across town at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, Mimi DeBebe was just as strong in her convictions for change.
I think we could do better than this. In America, we are very inclusive, diverse, and resilient nation. And I believe in our democracy. And with all the rhetoric, I don't believe in that. I think we could do better than this, and we are going to do better.
DeBebe said voting is a privilege and a responsibility. David Traub said he felt it is his responsibility as an American to vote for Trump, even though he said he knows he'll be outvoted in Maryland, where registered Democrats drastically outnumber registered Republicans.
You don't have to be a perfect person to be president, and he's not perfect, and he makes mistakes, and he says stupid things and tweets stupid things, but I think he will give the country the best shot for the next 4 years.
While DeBebe and Traub waited in line at Camden Yards, two men played drums nearby. One of the men, Frank McCraw, said they had been at Camden Yards since 10:30 Tuesday morning.
Just wanted to, you know, raise a high vibration on today, send out good energy. People waiting in line, I figured they'd be out for a while, so keep them from walking away bored.
Volunteers from the organization Baltimore Votes handed out water and snacks at Camden Yards, as well as at other voting sites throughout the city. Other volunteers offered masks and hand sanitizer. At Morgan State University, volunteers offered glow sticks to voters as they entered the polling site, and t-shirts and pizza to voters on their way out. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.